and news reports brought to you here on the Sub-Ether Waveband, broadcasting around the galaxy around the clock. And we'll be saying a big hello to all intelligent life forms everywhere. And to everyone else out there, the secret is to bang the rocks together, guys. And of course, the big news story tonight is the sensational theft of the new Improbability Drive prototype ship by none other than Zaphod Beeblebrox. And the question everyone's asking is, has the Big Z finally flipped? Beeblebrox, the man who invented the pangalactic gargle blaster, ex-confidence trickster, part-time galactic president, once described by Eccentrica Golumbitz as the best bang since the big one, and recently voted the worst-dressed sentient being in the universe for the seventh time running. Has he got an answer this time? We asked his private brain care specialist, Gag Halfront.
Well, look, Zaphod's just this guy, you know?
Hey, what do you turn it off for, Trillian?
Zaphod. I've just thought of something.
Yeah?
We picked those couple of guys up in... Zaphod, please take your hand off me. And the other one. Thank you. And the other one.
I grew that one specially for you, Trillian, you know that? Took me 6 months, but it was worth every minute.
We picked them up in Sector ZZ9, plural Z Alpha. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
On the whole, no.
Well, it's where you originally picked me up. Let me show it to you on the screen. Right there.
Hey, right. I don't believe it. How the hell did we come to be there?
Improbability drive. We pass through every point in the universe, you know that.
Yeah, but picking them up there is just too strange a coincidence. I want to work this out. Computer?
Hi there.
Oh,
I want you to know that whatever your problem, I am here to help you solve it.
Look, I think I'll just use a piece of paper.
Sure thing. I understand. If you ever need...
Shut up.
Okay.
Trillian, listen. The ship picked them up all by itself, right?
Right.
Right. So, that already gives us a high improbability factor. Mm-hmm. It picked them up in that particular space sector, which gives us another high improbability factor. Mm-hmm. Plus, they were not wearing spacesuits, so we picked them up during a crucial 30-second period.
I've got a note for that factor here.
Put it all together, and we have a total improbability of... Yeah, well, it's pretty vast, but it's not infinite. At what point did we actually pick them up?
At infinite improbability level.
Which leaves us a very large improbability gap still to be filled. Look, they're on the way up here now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
With that bloody robot. Can we pick them up on any monitor cameras?
I should think so.
And then, of course, I've got this terrible pain in all the diodes down my left side.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've asked for them to be replaced, but no one ever listens.
I can imagine.
Oh, God, I don't believe it.
Well. Zaphod Beeblebrox.
I don't believe it. This is just too amazing. Look, Trillian, I'll just handle this. Is there anything wrong?
I think I'll just wait in the cabin. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to be so unbelievably cool about it, it would flummox a vegan snow lizard. This is terrific. What real cool. Several million points out of 10 for style.
Well, you enjoy yourself, Zaphod. I don't see what's so great myself. I'll go and listen for the police on the sub-ether wave.